first of all, congratulations on your 100.
Thank you.
Must be satisfying with the captain, and most importantly, on an important occasion when runs were needed for Pakistan.
Yeah, Alhamdulillah, first of all, I would like thank all my team, because it was easy of the innings. It wasn't fluent at all. It was hard. Runs was hard to get on this pitch, and but the real plan was with the team, because if you lose the toss in this kind of pitch, you want to make your first inning really count. So as a player, I always play for my team goals, or that's why I played with lots of concentration. It was very hard to keep your focus for that long when the runs are not coming, but the great thing was the support from the dressing room was so good. You always felt that you had to go a long way to score runs on this wicket, and obviously wanted to have a lead on the first inning so we can utilize that. So at the end, I'm quite satisfied with my inning and where we stand right now. It's still a long way to go, but I think as a team, we really wanted to, make use of the first inning.
Well, thanks to the brilliant effort, Pakistan got a decent lead going into the second innings of the play. Your assessment of the game up ahead for tomorrow?
Obviously. The game quite even right now, but obviously we still have around 40 runs lead, so we would like to get few wickets in that lead, and then obviously from that on there on we would like to get restrict West Indies to as less as we can. We know we can we have a very good quality bowling attack, so once we get through start doing through the batting lineup, we can really do the damage. But we need to come tomorrow, bowl in good areas, be patient, and and then it will be hard work, but hopefully we can manage that.
We saw you also bowling in the first innings. So what is your assessment of the pitch for tomorrow, and what strategy will Pakistan bowlers follow going ahead?
I think we need to keep things tight. There will be times where there will be partnerships, but it's not easy to come out as a new batsman to go in, and especially for the newcomer. So we would like to keep taking wickets and obviously keep the things tight. Once we get 2-3 quick wickets, the cricket is very tough, especially on this kind of pitch. So our plan would be quite simple, to keep things tight and keep taking wickets frequent occasions.
Last couple of questions. Holder and chase has always troubled Pakistan in the series so far. Any special plans or assessment for those two?
Obviously, they're quite capable players, they're playing really well. They're in good touch. So obviously, again, as any good batsman, you need to plan against them, and we have some plans for them. And as I told you earlier, we need to keep things tight. To each and every run is very important. So the pressure will do the rest.
Okay, last question. Batting on the fourth innings will be a tough task, and you're the perfect guy to tell us. How much runs do you think is okay for Pakistan to chase down in the fourth innings?
As a team, we would like to chase as less as we can, but on the other hand, as a professional, as a team, we would try our best to chase whatever we get to chase, and that's the way game goes.
Azhar, आपने काफी मुश्किल पिच थी जिसपे टॉस पाकिस्तान हारा है, तो एक बहुत बड़ी बात है कि पाकिस्तान के दोनों ओपनर्स ने, एक ने 50 प्लस अहमद ने किया और आपने 100 सेंचुरी स्कोर की, तो क्या टीम का गेम प्लान क्या था इस पिच को नजर रखते हुए, खासतौर पर जब हम टॉस हारे?
ऑब्वियसली जब हम गए थे तो एज कोई भी जिस तरह ओपनर नॉर्मली जाते हैं तो खेलते हैं. उसके बाद सिचुएशन ऐसे लंच ब्रेक पे जब हम गए थे, वापस आए थे, तो हमें लग रहा था कि विकेट जो है वो बॉल बैट पे इतना अच्छा नहीं आ रहा, स्पेशली ड्राइव करना लेंथ पे बड़ा मुश्किल हो रहा था. आई थिंक उसके बाद लंच ब्रेक पे हमने असेस की सिचुएशन, और उसमें फिर ये टीम प्लान बना के बेशक रन जो है वो इतने आसान नहीं आने, लेकिन अगर हम विकेट ऑक्यूपाई रखेंगे तो जो है वो चांसेस है आपके, जब पार्टनरशिप लगेगी तो ऑपोजिशन टाइड होगी और अपॉर्चुनिटी आएंगी रन्स की, बजाय कि हम जबरदस्ती रन निकालने जाएं उसमें विकेट लूज करें। तो आई थिंक ये टीम गोल था और दोनों ओपनर्स में अहमद ने एज के रन्स करने में हम दोनों को स्ट्रगल हो रही थी, लेकिन जिस तरीके से अहमद ने भी और मैंने भी पार्टनरशिप को बढ़ाया और पेशेंस के साथ बैटिंग की, आई थिंक वो बड़ी मुश्किल इन अ सेंस के रन्स करना उस टाइम पे फ्लुएंटली मुश्किल था। तो आई थिंक अहमद को भी क्रेडिट जाता है कि दो दफ़ा उसके साथ इंसिडेंट भी हुआ, नो बॉल पे आउट हुआ, लेकिन फिर भी फोकस रखा काफ़ी देर, पार्टनरशिप में वो अहम किरदार अदा करता रहा।
One last thing, Abbas and Amir are looking in good touch, but spinners are going for some runs, some leg buys. So for tomorrow, it's important to regroup as a team for bowlers to commit.
Yeah, of course, as I said earlier, we need to work really hard. It won't be easy, and we need to, you know, keep it tight as we can and make things difficult for the West Indian batsmen.
Is
and
it
one
pitch or is it the line and length that is not working for spinners? Maybe I'm working, giving some assistance.
Sorry, coming in, I lost it.
Is it the pitch or is it the line and length which is helping the seamers but not spinners that much?
I think this turn for the bowlers, but you got to find the length because on a slow turning track, you got to be very careful with your length, because if you miss length, it will give time to the batsman to go get onto the back foot, and also if it's too full, they can work it. But if you bowl in good areas, it's tough to score, and also it's wicket taking opportunities for you.
Last question, sir. जब टीम का आपने गोल्स की बात की और पिच की, तो कितना टीम खुश होती है जब हमारे ओपनर्स फ्रंट से लीड करते हैं और इतने ज्यादा रन करते हैं, तो ओवरऑल मुराल को कितना फर्क पड़ता है इससे टीम के?
मेरे ख्याल में अगर आप कल सारा दिन देखें तो जिस तरीके से ड्रेसिंग रूम में सपोर्ट थी, क्योंकि उनको बाहर से पता था कि चीज़ें काफ़ी टफ हैं, और वो बार बार बाहर से हमें अप्रिशिएशन की आवाज़ आ रही थी और एक पूरी टीम बन के बाहर से हमें सपोर्ट कर रहे थे। मेरे ख्याल में उससे पता लगता है कि टीम प्लान भी था, और जो सपोर्ट थी फ्रॉम द बॉयज़ वर ट्रेमेंडस, और मेरे ख्याल में हमें स्पेशली मिसबा भाई और यूनुस भाई से जो चीज़ें सीखने को मिली हैं कि हमेशा टीम गोल्स को सामने रखें और पर्सनल ग्लोरीज की तरफ ना जाएं, वट एवर द टीम नीड्स एट दैट मोमेंट, यू नो, यू गॉट टू डू इट वट एवर इट नीडेड। सो हम दोनों ने कल अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह वही चीज़ देख के की, और आज अल्लाह का शुक्र है। अगर आप विकेट को देखें तो स्टिल could have been worse, but we got a good 80 odd runs lead, so mere khayal mein ek achhi effort thi batting unit ki taraf se.
Thank you so much.
Aur main saath mein dedicate karna chahunga apni inning Yunus bhai aur Misbah bhai ko, so specially kyunki unki ye last series hai, to meri ek wish thi ki unke liye koi aisi inning khelun, aur hopefully ye winning side pe ho to uska I think zyada maza aayega.
Thank you.
Thank you.